When he was president of the Pinellas Classroom Teachers Association in the early 90s, Tuthill claimed that support for vouchers was, quote, based on false assumptions and faulty logic. But now he favors giving students more educational choices.
Public education is going through a fairly dramatic transformation right now. It's expanding, and it's embracing all kinds of new options and new ways to deliver services. A lot of this expansion is being driven by the need for higher achievement. It turns out that children are very diverse. And in order to prepare all children to be successful in a very competitive 21st century global economy, we're having to reach out and provide all kinds of diverse learning options. The old days of one size fits all with little tweaks on the side clearly isn't performing the way we'd like to perform.
Kim Black is the current president of the Pinellas Classroom Teachers Association, the position that Tuthill used to hold. She also wants school children to have more options, but not at the expense of funding for public schools.
Oh, we're not opposed to choice. If you heard his comments, his own children went through the public school system and had a wide variety of opportunities, none of which took public tax dollars away from the public school system. So all of those opportunities he spoke of were provided through the public school system, and it is our challenge as public school educators to meet the needs of our children in a 21st century.
Pinellas County School Board member Janet Clark also feels that public schools can provide students with a diverse range of educational options without using taxpayer money to fund private schools. Clark was re-elected to the school board last week.
I like the idea of having choices in general. In fact, I was talking with John East a few minutes ago. If I had my way, I would have a Montessori model for every public elementary school. But that's not appropriate for every child. And, I think parents have to have choices. I think we need to have different options because every child is different. So I am very much in favor of having options for kids. I think it should be within the public school. I am not in favor of vouchers, and I have to say that a corporate tax scholarship is a voucher with a different name. It's just a matter of semantics.
Doug Tuthill pointed out four examples of unconventional education experiences that are still considered by Florida to be public education.
A state agency contracts with a Virginia company to provide online classes for elementary students. A school district contracts with a for-profit company to teach classes in a refurbished Eckerd drugstore. A school district contracts with a private provider to teach classes to homeschool students in a city library. A school district contracts with a private university to run a career academy in one of its high schools.
Two of these examples occur in the Panhandle's conservative Okaloosa County. St. Petersburg City Council member Bill Dudley reminded the audience that the Okaloosa school superintendent is a businessman and does not have an education background. Tuthill said Okaloosa could be a model for the rest of the state.
What the guy did in Okaloosa, Don Gates, is he hired a gentleman named Frank Fuller, who basically functioned as his vice president for business development. I wish every school district in Florida had a vice president for business development because he was very entrepreneurial. He got out of the sort of traditional way of thinking like a bureaucrat and really brokered deals in a really innovative, creative way.
The $118 million Florida Corporate Tax Credit Scholarship Program was created in 2001. Tuthill defended the program by claiming that it is not a voucher system and does not take funding away from the public schools. To make that point, he used a hypothetical example of the company Raymond James owing $1 million in taxes to the state of Florida, but shipping most of it to the corporate tax credit instead.
They can offset 75% of that through a tax credit by donating $750,000 to a nonprofit scholarship organization. Families then apply to that scholarship organization to receive a scholarship, similar to what you would apply to any other kind of scholarship situation. Once the kids earn that scholarship, they then can take that scholarship to any school that's qualified by the Department of Education, and that school will receive that scholarship. It's, like I said, it's $3,950 a year, which is about half of what we pay for a traditional child in the traditional public schools, which is why every independent study on the planet says that it actually saves the taxpayer money.
School board member Janet Clark disagrees with Tuthill. She said the Florida corporate tax credit does take away funding from public schools.
If a corporation is going to pay $1 million in taxes and they can give 75% of that million to the corporate tax scholarships, that's $750,000 that's not going into the coffers, public coffers, for public education or other needs of the public. So I can't buy that argument.
Pinellas Classroom Teachers Association President Kim Black agrees with school board member Clark.
So no matter which way you spin it, that money is still coming from public tax dollars and taken away from the public school system.
The next Suncoast Tiger Bay Club meeting will be Thursday, November 20th at the St. Pete Yacht Club and will feature a debate on the fairness doctrine and the equal time provision. Reporting from St. Petersburg for WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.